Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus for giving us another day. Is not God worthy? Is not God worthy of your praise? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, evangelist, attorney, Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday. Tune in. Don't miss your blessings. Listen, and you will grow in every area of your life. Our teaching for today's Daily Fire Devotion comes from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. This is the same scripture from which I taught you on yesterday, but God has additional word for you today from that scripture. Again, that is Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online on blogtalkradio.com. Just enter Daily Fire or my name, Rossi Williams, or from my ministry website, Rossi.org. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, still ensure that you do not miss your blessing by following the podcast. That way, you can listen to the teaching at any time that you desire. Follow on blogtalkradio.com. Just enter Daily Fire and it will bring up the podcast and you can follow. Also, follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. The reason you do want to do that is so that the message will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can not only then listen to it at whatever time you have your lunch or break or when you wake up, but you can forward that text to bless someone else's soul. So again, text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests, your testimony, see videos of prior sermons, and to sow a seed into the ministry, because I give to many. So when you sow a seed, you are helping to spread the gospel of Christ. All right? Go to rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Two more verses. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. We're going to do verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Come on and just begin to give God praise for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is the value of praise. The value of praise. On yesterday, God had me to teach you from this same scripture with the topic of what is in your mouth. And I talked to you about blessing the Lord at all times. I talked with you about ensuring that his praise was continually in your mouth. We prayed, glory, and then I assigned you your task for that day, which was to keep the praises of God continually in your mouth. Now today we come here so that you can understand the value of what God assigned you to do. See, if there is no benefit to you for blessing the Lord at all times, if there is no benefit in your mind for keeping the praises of God in your mouth throughout your day, you won't do it. Oh, come on. This is Daily Fire. This is Evangelist Attorney Rossi. You know I'm just transparent and real here, because what we do on Daily Fire is take God's word and apply it practically to every area of your life. That is why if you will listen each day, Monday through Friday, you will grow in every area of your life. You see, if there is no perceived benefit to anything that we do, it's just in our human nature that we will no longer do it. You're not going to work if they won't pay you. The perceived benefit is for an increase in your life, be it financially, be it the professional networks, be it that you need the money to get a home to pay a bill. There's a benefit to you. When you go out and volunteer and serve others, the benefit for you is that you feel you are fulfilling the mandate God has placed on your life, or it is helping you to help someone else, and helping someone else is a benefit to you. So if there is no value in whatever you're doing, if there's no value in your marriage, you leave it. You end up cheating or divorcing. Let's just be real. It's not what God would desire. But if there is no value, Jesus, you're only going to do something for just a little while before you move on to something else. So in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8 that I just read unto you, the psalmist said, I bless the Lord at all times. I keep his praises continually in my mouth. My soul makes a boast in the Lord. I magnify the Lord. I exalt his name. Why? I sought him. When I sought him, he heard me. And he did not just hear me, but he delivered me from all my fears. See, the value of your praise is that God will hear you. And not only will God hear you, brothers and sisters, but if you keep on blessing his name, if you keep on praising him, despite your situation, despite your tribulation, despite your trials, God will not only hear you, but God will deliver you. There is value in praising God. There is benefit in living this life for Christ. There is reward, and not only the reward which you will receive spiritually, not only that great reward and privilege of eternal life with Christ, but there is everyday benefit to serving and praising God. Why don't you just begin to try it right now? Why don't you just begin to tell him thank you? No matter what you're going through, just take a praise break and just begin to tell God thank you right now. Thank him for giving you another day. Someone else didn't get that this morning. Thank him for your health and strength. Someone doesn't have that today. Someone right now is dependent on someone else just to hand him or her a piece of tissue to wipe their nose. Why don't you just begin to thank God right now? Thank him for your income. Whether it's minimum wage or whether you make six or seven figures, he has provided and made a way for you. The psalmist says, I cried out to him, I blessed him, I praised him, and when I cried to him in the midst of my distress, he heard me. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord today. The value of your praise is that it causes God to stop what he is doing and pay attention to you. The God, he inhabits the praises of his people. The value of your praise is that it changes even your own atmosphere. You see, as you begin to praise him, your soul begins to be uplifted. Your countenance began to be enlightened. You begin to just get your second wind. There is value in praising God. There is benefit in praising him. There is deliverance in praising him. You will not be left ultimately ashamed. God has not forgotten you. God has not abandoned you. God knows your name. Will you praise him today as we prepare to go into prayer? Will you praise him? Yes, you, who's listening to me right now. Will you praise God? Because the value is not to God. The value of your praise, glory, it is to you. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Then I'll do the altar call and end with your task for today. I want you just to begin to worship him, just to begin to thank the Lord. Don't worry about what anyone else is saying or doing. This is your time between you and Jesus. Won't you praise him? Hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, just praise God. Hallelujah. For his mercy. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do glorify you and give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord, even for this word today. In Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, we give you thanks, God. You are our deliverer. We give you thanks, God. You are our way maker. We give you thanks, Lord. You are a wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are everything that we need, and we just could not have made it this far without you. So we magnify you. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. We honor you. We thank you, Jesus. The value of our praise today. We praise you for working out every situation, removing every obstacle. And if you don't remove it, helping us overcome it and to defeat our enemies. God, we praise you for being God. We thank you today for being our Savior. You are God, and there is none other beside you. And because of that, we find our peace in you. We find our joy in you. We find our life in you, our love in you. We find our growth in you, our talents and gifting. We find our worth in you, our value in you, and we praise you. Hallelujah. There's value in our praise. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening today. Bless them, heal them, save them, set them apart. Sanctify, deliver, make ways, answer prayers. Heal their body, provide their finances, give increase, reconcile, and rectify. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say thank you. God, we say thank you. God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. That's value in our praise. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. As I prepare to do the altar call and end with your task for today, come on and just tell God thank you. Just worship him. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. There's value in your praise. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have stopped praising God, have forgotten how to praise him, had allowed the troubles of this world to consume your mind and your spirits and your heart so much that you have no longer even had joy and praise with Christ, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of failing to praise you every day. I repent of not blessing you. And I repent of not thanking you. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess that Jesus, you are the Christ. Now, Lord, I confess, according to Romans 10, 9 through 10, that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. And now, Lord, I confess that I will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth, because there is value in my praise. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who rededicated yourselves, welcome home. Make sure that you're in a good Bible-believing church, that you're attending your services, whether it's online or whether it's live in person, that you're wearing your mask, your social distancing. If you don't have a church home, I invite you to attend on Facebook with us live every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., E-R-R-O-L, and Lady Tony Cooper. And if you're in the Miami area, we invite you to come worship with us at 9:15 a.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Eastern. We do require masks. We do take your temperatures at the door. We do require social distancing, and it's so much so that you don't even have to worry about if anyone else will comply, because we've removed the chairs and placed them so that all the chairs are 6 feet apart. If you enter in one way, you go out a different door as soon as service is over. So we come prepared. We have hand sanitizer throughout the building, and even when it's time for offering, we bring the plate to you. So we are very much maintaining the social distancing. Again, that is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida, and I'll meet you there at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right, now, our topic for today's Daily Fire teaching is the value of praise. Your task for today, now that you know the value, is to praise God no matter what. Get his attention so that he will stop, pay attention, hear you, and then deliver you. All right, I'll see you live at 7 a.m. Eastern tomorrow for another powerful teaching on daily fire devotion with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams. Make sure you follow on blogtalkradio.com and that you text the letters DS to phone number 33222 right now so that you will get this teaching via text and you can forward it to someone else. The value of your praise is benefit toward you. Do you have a praise today? We're going to end with I Got a Praise. I'll see you in the morning. Well. Praise him, praise him, praise him. There's value.